market. Hey, can I borrow the Porsche?
Okay. But, what is it not?
A place to entertain my lady friends.
And what else is it not?
A place to eat spaghetti.
Very good.
Thanks.
What do you need it for anyway?
Oh, the Powerball lottery is up to $300 million, and they don't sell tickets here in New York, so...
Oh, so you're driving up to Connecticut?
Yeah, Connecticut, not West Virginia.
Hey, maybe I'll drive you up there. I'd like to buy some tickets myself.
Ooh.
Yeah, with Chandler not getting paid, we could really use $300 million.
Yes, because if I was at my old job, we'd say, $300 million? No, thank you.
Hey, will you get me tickets, too?
Yeah, me too.
Sure.
Oh, I have an idea. Why don't we all pitch in $50? We'll pool our money together, and then if we win, we'll split it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
No, thanks.
You don't want to win the lottery?
Sure I do. I also want to be king of my own country and find out what happened to Amelia Earhart.
Still on Amelia Earhart?
The woman just vanished.
Susie, Ross, you don't want in on this?
No. Do you know what your odds are of winning the lottery? I mean, you have a better chance of being struck by lightning 42 times.
Yes, but there's six of us, so we'd only have to get struck by lightning 7 times.
I like those odds.
Seriously, you guys, I can't believe you're going to spend $250 on the lottery. I mean, it's such a bunch of boo-hockey.
I'll ask. Boo-hockey.
Oh, we think Emma's about to start talking, so we're trying to be careful about what words we use in front of her.
Yeah, so get ready to hear a lot of boo-hockey, gosh darn it, and Brother Pucker.
How do you know she's going to start talking?
Well, when I talk to her, I almost feel like she understands what I'm saying.
Kind of like Joey.
What's that now?
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day,
these tickets. It's so exciting. And I haven't won anything since the sixth grade.
Pie eating contest?
Oh, you assume because I was heavy that's the only way I could win something?
No, I saw a picture of you covered in blueberries.
It was a good day.
Yeah. They're towing your car. They're towing your car.
I'm parked in a garage on Morton.
They're towing a car. And I am... seeing spots.
Oh my God, Ross, you don't have Emma.
Hey, Rachel, you don't have Emma. Where's Emma? Who has Emma?
Joey, what? Relax. Just my mother picked her up 2 hours ago. You were there.
I was?
Yes, and you talked to her?
I did.
She dropped off a casserole.
Oh yeah, the casserole lady.
So, did you come by to watch us win the big bucks?
Yeah, and then I figured after you win, we can all go out to the balcony and see a night rainbow with gremlins dancing on top of it.
Don't touch the phone! I'll get it!
You think he washed his hands?
Hello? Hey, Charlie, what do you know?
What's going on? Chandler's supposed to find out if he's getting an assistant job at his ad agency. But out of 15 interns, they're only hiring 3.
Ooh, tough odds.
Yeah, if only it were a sure thing like your 24-state lottery.
Yeah, look who's coming around.
Damn it. All right, call me when you know more.
Did you get it?
One of the slots got filled.
By you?
Since the tone. No, that kid Nate got it.
Oh, I hate that guy. I mean, come on, kid. Pull up your pants.
Well, there's 2 spots left, right?
Yeah. I mean, I want this so much. I mean, I want to get one. I want my friend Charlie to get one.
Except I don't care about Charlie.
Hey, you guys!
Hey.
Okay, you're not gonna believe this. I just saw my psychic, and she said I was definitely gonna win the lottery tonight. Hey, that reminds me. I thought we could use some extra luck, so I brought a wishbone home from work.
A psychic and a wishbone? Guys, give someone else a chance.
All right, who wants to do it?
Oh, can I?
Vegetarians never get to do the wishbone. It's really not fair either. Because, you know, just because we don't eat the meat doesn't mean we don't like to play with the carcasses. Hey, Rach?
No, I'm good. I don't want to get that turkey smell all over my hands.
I'll do it. It'll get the casserole stink off of mine.
I hope I win.
Well, it doesn't really matter. You're both wishing for the same thing, right?
Well, I can't tell you what I'm wishing for. Unless, you know, won't come true.
Right, but we know what you're wishing for.
I can't really say.
I understand, but you're wishing for what we think you're wishing for, aren't you?
I'm not really comfortable with these questions.
Please!
Just do it!
Okay, ready, 1, 2, 3!
I won! Hey! You know what? I'm sure your wish is going to come true, but you guys, just in case, maybe a genie will come out if we rub this lamp. That thing gets hot!
You know, Ross, just keep making your jokes. How are you going to feel if we actually do win?
You're not going to win.
Oh, I know the odds are against us, but somebody has to win, and it could be us. And then how are you going to feel? You know, we're going to be all like, oh, everybody, let's take our helicopters up to the Cape, and you're going to be all like, oh, I can't, guys, I'll have to meet you up there. I got to gas up the Hyundai.
Okay, I've heard myself on tape, and I sound nothing like that.
I can see the headline now. Lottery winner's friend, filled with regret, eats own arm.
Why would I eat my own arm?
Well, you wouldn't, but we own the paper. We can print whatever we want.
You know what, Ross? I'm going to throw in $50 for you.
Why?
Because I know that you think that the lottery is boo-hucky. But we're all here. We're going to watch the numbers and have fun. And you're my brother, and I want you to be a part of this.
You don't have to do that. I mean, I'll pay for myself, but just the fact that you want me to have fun with you guys, that's so sweet. Come here. Mwah.
Get a room.
Okay, so now that you're in, what are you going to do if we win?
I don't know. I'll probably just invest it.
Ooh, calm down.
Seriously, that's your fantasy, to invest it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say invest it? I meant be cool and piss it all away.
Oh, I know. We should pool all our money and buy the Knicks.
I don't really care about the Knicks.
Oh, you will when I pick you as starting forward.
You would do that? I never get picked.
You know, I'm not sure a sports team is the way to go.
You're not going to let me buy the Knicks? I can't believe you're taking this away from me.
You're right. It has been your dream for over 15 seconds.
How long until they announce the numbers, Mommy?
I'll take this one, too. Mommy?
Oh, I've gotten into the habit of calling Rachel Mommy when we're around Emma, which I now realize we are not.
I'm hoping that if she hears it enough, it'll be her first word.
Oh. You know, although, if we're going to do that, we should probably call me Daddy, too.
Ooh. I like that, Daddy.
I was just talking about Rachel.
Ooh, is Daddy getting angry? Is Daddy gonna spank me?
Well, that depends. Have you been a bad girl? No, I can't.
Hello, hello. Hey, Charlie, did anybody else hear? What? Susan got it? How? Oh, man, I would have slept with him. All right, bye.
Dude, I'm sorry.
But hey, there's one spot left, right?
Yeah, well, Charlie's going to get that.
Hey, don't say that. You got just as good a chance as anybody else of getting that job.
He is the boss's son.
Come on, lottery!
Yeah!
Oh, you guys, it starts in like 20 minutes.
Okay, all right, here we go. So we need to sort through the tickets as quickly as possible to see if we've won. So does anybody have any ideas how to organize this? Okay, how about this? We divide them into six groups of 40, and the remaining 10 can be read by whoever finishes their pile first.
Oh, I have another idea.
I'm sorry, idea time is over.
Okay, well, are all the tickets in the bowl?
Yeah.
What about the ones you have on the nightstand?
There are no tickets on the nightstand.
Yes, sir, I just saw them a few minutes ago.
No, you didn't. You must be mistaken.
Honey, there are like 20 tickets on the nightstand.
Chandler, sense the tone.
Well, 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 look what Mommy found.
Okay, fine. I bought 20 extra tickets for me and Chandler.
The psychic also said that I would be betrayed.
I can't believe this. I thought we were all in this together.
Hey, you just got in 5 minutes ago.
3 minutes ago. I don't know why that's important. I was with you the whole time we were in Connecticut. When did you even get those?
When you were reading the dirty magazines without taking off the plastic.
I'll show you.
Okay, well, Monica, suppose one of your special tickets wins. How are you going to feel when you win the lottery and you lose all your friends?
Please, if I win the lottery, you guys are not going to leave me. Someone gave me a basket of mini muffins last week and I couldn't get rid of you for 3 days.
Chandler, would you just tell her what she did was wrong?
She's right. You shouldn't have bought tickets just for us. Let me finish. However, it doesn't look like I'm going to get this job, so I can't afford to have principals. So screw you, the tickets are ours.
There's the man I married.
All right, believe me, if you win the lottery, it's the last you're going to hear from us.
Yeah.
Fine. Don't be my friends. I'll buy new friends. Yeah, and then I'll pay for their plastic surgery so they look just like you.
Oh. All right, you know what? That's it. I want my share of the tickets.
Yeah, I want my tickets, too. And I'm buying the Knicks. And Steffi Graf. Then I want mine, too. And if I win, I'm going to put it all into a very low-yield bond.
No! You guys, we got to keep all the tickets together.
No, no, we should divide them up. And I should get extra because we used my car to buy them.
Hey, hey, if anybody gets extra tickets, it should be me. This whole thing was my idea.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for inventing the lottery.
Okay. That's it. Just give them to me and I'll split them up. Oh!
Hey, hey.
Ah! I can't take it anymore. I'm putting an end to this.
Okay, if she jumps, I get her tickets.
Wait, no, no. Hey, hey.
We're not doing this together. We're not doing it at all. Say goodbye to your tickets.
No.
Do not come any closer.
Can I come a little bit closer? Valuable things are getting squished.
Now, what's more important, your friends or money?
Friends.
Friends.
Hey, Monica, what about your extra tickets?
They're all in there. Even these 5 that I hid in my bra.
Monica!
Okay, good. You guys were so scared. There was no way I was going to dump this. I think I broke your bowl.
Beautiful night to be running around the street looking for tickets. And the wind sure made it fun.
Phoebe, we lost half of them.
So what, Monica? We have the winning ticket. My psychic said I was going to win, remember?
Weird, your psychic didn't mention anything about the scary pigeon.
As a matter of fact, she said that's how I'm going to die. So, excuse me for being a little skittish.
Hey, there's 2 messages. This could be from work.
Oh, play them.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello. This is the pigeon from the balcony calling to apologize. I shouldn't have knocked the tickets out of the pretty lady's hand. It was all my fault. Not hers. Bye. Coo.
Well, I bet that was very hard for him to do.
Hey, Chandler, it's Charlie. Listen, it turns out I got the last spot. I'm really sorry, man. It was a lot of fun working with you. Give me a call if you want.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry, honey.
Sorry, Martha.
It is so unfair. It's like that time they promoted Sandra over me at work.
Oh, was she related to Ralph Lauren?
No, she was just much better at a job than me.
Guys, the drawing's about to start.
Oh, you know what? We should call my mom's house and say goodnight to Emma before she goes down.
Oh, yeah, it's a good idea.
Honey, you're being really strong about this. I know how badly you wanted that job.
Yeah, you know, I really thought I deserved it. But let's go win the lottery. I mean, we still have 130 chances to win, right?
131.
Yeah, good night, sweetheart. I love you. And remember, you're daddy's little girl. Phoebe's totally ruined that for me.
Put her back on.
Rich, come on. They're announcing the numbers.
My God, I can already feel myself changing.
Tickets, here are your official Powerball numbers. We have 53.
I've got that.
Ooh, we have one, too.
We are on the road, people.
Come on.
Mom, please. I know you love your new lips, but I can barely understand you. Would you please just let me say goodnight to my daughter?
And number 29, and here we go. The Powerball is 7.
All right, check your numbers. Make me rich. Guys, you're not going to believe this. I was just saying goodnight to Emma, and she said her first words.
What?
Well, what did she say?
She said Gleba. Make me rich. Isn't that amazing?
No. That's great.
Why aren't you more excited?
Rach, Gleba's not a word.
Well, of course it is.
Okay, what does it mean?
Well, I don't know all the words.
I'm just glad I didn't miss my daughter's first word.
Well, yes, you did. Gleba is a word.
Okay, use it in a sentence.
Okay, Emma just said Gleba.
It's not a word.
Okay, fine. I'm going to look it up.
Okay, great. You know what? While you're at it, she said another word the other day. Why don't you look up...
Gleba. Ah, here it is. The fleshy, spore-bearing inner mass of a certain fungi.
She's gonna be a scientist.
Damn it. Anybody got anything?
No.
I'm still looking through mine. All right, just double checking. No. 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 No! Hello? Oh, hold on. It's your boss.
I'm sorry I rejected you phone call. I'm not used to getting these from guys. Hey, Steve.
Chandler, hi. I'm sure you've heard we filled the 3 positions. We just felt that with your maturity and experience, you wouldn't be happy being someone's assistant.
Well, no. I'd love to be somebody's assistant. Answering phones, getting coffee, I live for that stuff. And I'm not too mature. Farts, boobies, butt cracks.
Chandler, you were the strongest person in the program. We're offering you the position of junior copywriter.
Me? That guy who just said butt cracks?
Yes, that's right. We're excited about the level of sophistication you'll be bringing to the job.
Okay, well, thanks. You won't regret it. I'll see you tomorrow. What? Yeah, I'm going to be a junior copywriter.
Oh, congratulations! Sweetie, I'm so proud of you.
Does that mean I get the good loving tonight?
You bet. No TV or anything.
Hey, that is so great about the job.
Thanks, man.
And I'd like to think I had a little something to do with it.
Really? Why?
Well, before with the wishbone, I didn't wish we would win the lottery. I wished you'd get the job.
Oh, yeah? Listen, don't tell Monica. She'll rip your heart right out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? There was a little part of me that really thought we were going to win.
Yeah, me too. So much for my dinosaur/Amelia Earhart theme park.
You guys, what was the Powerball number again?
Seven.
We won.
What?
What?
We won!
What?
Let me see!
What?
Let me see! Don't tear it!
Phoebe, you don't have any of the first five numbers.
I know that, but look, we got the Powerball number. We won $3!
Wow, you think we should get that over 20 years or go for the big payout?
I don't care. I've never won anything before. I can't believe this.
Oh, so, Phoebe, what are you going to do with your $3?
Well, it's not all mine. We all get 50 cents.
Oh. You know what? You can have mine.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Well, I guess if everybody else is...
Hey, check it out. An all-new Scrubs is coming up next right here on NBC.
Hey, guys. So I just called the Powerball hotline. Can you believe it? Nobody won.
I beg to differ.
Maybe nobody won the jackpot, but there was this guy in here earlier, and he found a ticket on the street right outside and won $10,000.
Again, don't blame the pretty lady. It's not her fault. It was me, the pigeon coo. Seriously, stop staring at her.